Previously on Submission 1432.
I scanned the crowd for his face, but once again, my heart settled like lead. He wasn't here.
The last time you told me that I can go for this amount, now you want extra. I will stay in the cheapest hotel, eat simple food. Just please give me my visa.
The good news was Bhai Mota had an odd job for me. He didn't tell me how much he was going to pay me, but I hope it would be the amount the agent wanted for my visa.
So where are you from? You don't sound South African.
I'm from America, brother. Spent my childhood summers there. Which district in New England were you at?
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't know.
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Hey, where's the dude that's supposed to be sitting with us? Everyone else is on board.
I think that's him running down the aisle right now.
Assalamu alaikum.
Naeem,
you.
From all the planes and the airports in the world, did you have to be sitting on the one I'm on? You still alive?
I thought I'd left you for the dead.
I'm sure that's your greatest wish, but you can dream on.
So where did you disappear to?
I didn't know you were that concerned. How sweet.
I'm not concerned, just seriously disappointed to see that my fist didn't alter your face or put an end to you.
Brothers, brothers, as interesting as the conversation is, it is time to sit down and buckle up. I can see the air hostesses heading down here.
Did you have to be seated next to me?
I can sit in the middle if anyone wants to avoid potential bloodshed in here.
It's fine. I'll sit here next to this, the so-called human.
This is going to be a long trip. It's 2 hours already since we have been flying, and the tension is so thick that we can cut it with a knife. Maybe we should attempt a conversation, you know. I am Ibrahim and you are? Naeem and I have already met, and I can see that you two know each other rather well. Who are you?
Umar. I'm Umar.
First Hajj?
Yep.
Great. How's the anticipation?
Well, I was quite excited till I boarded the plane. Everybody says pack a suitcase of sabr when you go for Hajj, but I didn't know I'll be required to start using it thus soon.
Did someone just talk, or did I hear a squeak?
I decided to be silent and ignore that. It was absolutely excruciating to sit next to someone you consider your mortal enemy. I didn't want to hate Naeem. I didn't want to wreck the most important journey I would ever make before it began. But it was too hard not to look at him and relive some of the darkest days of my life. I couldn't believe that I was sitting next to the person I had literally wished was never born. But then again, he wished the same for me.
Umar, here's a nice book that I am sure you will find helpful. Fadail al-Hajj.
The Virtues of Hajj? Jazakallah, but I've got my copy here. Here's another book I found very helpful. The Journey of Love.
Let me have a look. This is my first Hajj, though I have been for Umrah before a few times.
So you have some idea of the place. I'm a bit worried and excited too, because I have never ever been to Arabia.
Oh, shame. Is that a cue for sympathy?
No. Unlike some people who can afford to go every year, I had to work hard to save up. I guess all of us don't have it that easy in life, huh, Naeem? Or not all of us can just jump on our parents' money like some.
Okay. Before Naeem can give his comeback, since we are all going for Hajj, listen to this. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to this effect. Whoever performs Hajj for the sake of Allah, pleasing Allah, and does not have any word of evil, and does not do any evil, he returns like the day his mother gave birth to him. It means that he will be free from every sin and pure as the day he was born. The reward is so great because to restrain yourself from swearing and snapping at someone who irritates you, and there will be a plenty that will be in Hajj, and to stay away from sin and immodesty in this pure place is jihad of his heart, tongue, and limb. So guys, ready for your jihad?
Ah. Salams, Mommy.
Where are you?
I'm going to pick up Sahar from the school.
Okay, Ma. Please buy the bread and milk on your way back, now.
Sahar, I'm over here, Poppet.
Mommy, I was waiting so long for you.
Sorry, baby. I got delayed in the traffic. How was school today?
It was okay. We did monkey gymnastics today. That was fun. And look, I drew this picture for you and Daddy.
Wow, it's so pretty. A drawing of the Kaaba.
And look. Look what I wrote you. Mom helped me.
To Mommy and Daddy, I hope that we go for Hajj soon. Ameen. Jazakallah, my baby. Where's one for Nani?
I didn't make one for Nani because I'm cross with her. She shouted me in the morning.
Uh-oh, Nani's in Sahal's bed books.
Assalamu alaikum. Faisal, I'm here outside your house. Bhai Mota sent me over. Ji, okay, I'll wait here. Half an hour is gone, and still he didn't come out of his house. Oh Allah, it's so hot outside.
Oh, you still here? I forgot you were waiting outside. I'm in a hurry for work now. Come see me this afternoon.
But...
Yeah, man, later.
Oh, Allah.
Ahsin khuluqaka linnas. Treat others with the best of manners.
I had to pay the taxi to take me back home. I walked with tired feet to the taxi rank. Why did people lack common courtesy? Was I not human to people like Faisal? Why do we find it so hard to treat people with just simple niceness? After waiting outside his house for 30 minutes and then been dismissed, you could have at least given me a lift back to my place. Ashraf would be waiting for me at home. I had to get him something to eat. Let me go to the shop.
It's me, Daddy.
Okay, I'm coming. How about you? Assalamu alaikum. Oh, what you brought for Daddy today?
I made this picture for you.
It's so nice. Choketlu rupanu chair. And what else you brought for Daddy?
He brought himself.
So you didn't stop at the bakery on your way here?
No.
Well, I didn't do any baking or anything recently, so I don't have anything to give my sweetheart, my bachu Sahal. Sorry, Madikra.
That's okay. Sahal doesn't need any sweet stuff. He just wanted to see his daddy.
You know, it's not right to let the child go empty-handed, man. Mane ewu haru ni haru lage. You know, well, back in our days, it was considered mean if you did that. You know, I don't know about you people, man.
Daddy, can I watch the DVDs that you keep for me?
DVDs you keep for him?
Sahal! That was supposed to be our secret. Chawadeni, Tasni, you don't worry about it. These are just innocent things, man. You know, I won't corrupt my own grandson. Ye to maru loi che.
But Auntie Zora, you know I don't like him to watch junk.
Calm down, calm down. You're not the only person in the world to bring up a child, you know. I also brought up children. You know, he was your husband.
Sorry. Anyways, I'm going to see our agent today with Mommy. Are you coming?
Of course I'm coming. And tell that Rashida not to make us late as usual. Come, Sahal, my bachu. Let's go see if we can find anything in my kitchen to eat.
Ashraf, I'm home. Where are you?
I'm here, Sajid bhai.
What you doing?
Come see. I'm cooking, Sajid bhai.
Cooking?
When did you learn to cook?
When you were gone, I was watching the people on TV. See? See? I made this for you.
Ashraf, what are you doing? No, don't empty the whole bottle of saffron.
Oh, I just did. Isn't I shouldn't have, Sajid Bhai?
Ashraf, do you know how expensive that was?
No. How expensive?
Chalo, never mind.
See, Sajid Bhai? It looks just how they cook on TV. Ne?
Ji, very nice.
Tasty, Sajid Bhai. Tasty, Sajid Bhai. Tasty. Sajid Bhai, you know I like you the most. More than my own brothers. Don't leave me when you go for Hajj with him.
Ji Ashraf, let me taste it, okay? Give me water, please, Pani. How much matcha did you put inside? Shook. What is this?
Is this butter chicken?
Where the hell is the chicken?
Oh, Ashraf forgot. See, I forgot to put an ingredient. I only made a sauce. Oh, thank you for reminding me, Sajid Bhai.
I just smiled at him affectionately. He was my youngest cousin who was not normal mentally. After my uncle and auntie passed away, none of his brothers wanted to take care of him. So I took him in. He was very special to me, even if he's a terrible cook.
Ahsin khuluqaka linnas. Treat others with the best of manners.
What nonsense was that, Lawaro? That bloody agent is a crook, I'm telling you. You can't find a proper agent, Zora. Everything must be cut price. That's why he's treating us like cut price customers.
Hey, don't blame me. If you're so good, why don't you go and find one, huh?
Who I know? I'm not sitting on the phone the whole day like some people.
To Java Deni. Tasneem, I didn't make supper as yet. Chalak mane ke supermarket mati leje.
Okay. Sir, you very quiet. Mommy, you're all going and you're not taking me for Hajj. I don't want to be alone.
Sahal, my bachu, your Kala will look after you.
And your Foy?
He's not going to stay by his Foy.
And why not? Away hum log ko bahut kharab the gaya, huh? The family is very bad now.
Ah, I didn't say that, Auntie Zora. Please, let's not start this topic again.
No. I think we should take him. That's what I think.
You know that it's very difficult to do Hajj with a child.
You see, Rashida, see what your daughter is saying, huh? That the child is difficult.
She didn't say that. You need to upgrade your hearing aids. But Tasneem, I agree with Zora. Let's take Sahal with us.
Mom, Auntie Zora, I know he's both of your grandson, but he is my son. And I have to make the best decisions for him and I. If we had a mehram, maybe then it would have been different. But now we three will have to look after ourselves.
Well, if my son was alive, we wouldn't be having this problem now, would we?
Well, he's not alive, and we can't change that.
Huh? Oh, and whose fault is that, huh? Who? My only son, taken away from me, Maro Nawai no Poiro, in his prime of his youth. I don't have anyone. I'm suffering even to buy my groceries. No one is there for me. And you, Tasneem? It's easy for you to tell me nothing can bring him back. And you act all innocent in front of everyone. Like you're so good. But you and I and your mother, we know the truth. Don't we? That you killed him. You killed my son. I'm calling the policeman. Stop the car. Tasneem, stop the car. Police. She killed my son.